This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Household debt recently hit a record high of $13.5 trillion, up $837 billion from the previous peak preceding the Great Recession. So many American guns and other weapons are being shipped into Paraguay this year that U.S. officials took the rare step of halting commercial arms exports to the country. Legal challenges are expected in Wisconsin after lame duck Governor Scott Walker signed legislation from hyper-partisan lame duck Republican legislators to curtail powers of incoming Democratic governor and attorney general. A poll in Honduras found that those who had a family member leave during the last 4 years, 83% said the reason was economic insecurity, compared with 11% who cited violence. The Border Patrol apprehended close to 50,000 Hondurans in 2016 and 2017. In Oregon, California, Texas, and Florida, states have cited nursing and assisted living facilities over inadequate care of patients with dementia, often based on inadequate staffing. Over the last 2 years, the fastest growing segments of the economy for employment have been in the areas most male-dominated, mining, construction, and transportation. In the same period, women's employment has increased more, since women are moving into these male-dominated fields as well as others. Recent studies have found there is no evidence that people become less attuned to climate change when their economic prospects dwindled after the 2008 financial crisis. In some communities, walking is coming back. Denver is planning to invest over $1 billion in sidewalks and bring public transit within a quarter mile of most of its residents. Oslo, Norway, is banning cars from the city center in 2019. Madrid, Spain, is banning cars owned by non-residents and redesigning 24 avenues for pedestrians. Paris has banned vehicles from a road along the Seine River and rebuilding that area for bikes and walkers. As many as 30% of all patients skip doctor appointments, citing transportation as the key reason, according to a healthcare technology firm. Between 2017 August and July 2018, deforestation of the Amazon rainforest in Brazil rose 13.7%, the highest increase in a decade, according to Brazil's environmental ministry. Roughly two-thirds of college graduates now borrow to complete their degrees. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action on issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.